My guest at this time is Washington State Republican Congressman Doc Hastings. He represents the state's 4th Congressional District, and he's currently the chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee. He joins me today to talk about why he's concerned about a new rule imposed by the Department of the Interior as it relates to hydraulic fracturing on public and Indian lands. And this has been one of the areas of great expansion and success in energy development, particularly in states like North Dakota and others. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
What did the existing rules say? Were you happy with that?
Well, first of all, there were no rules because the states, for a long time, 60, 70 years, the states have regulated hydraulic fracturing. So there hasn't been a nationwide rule. Frankly, it's for that reason that I think that this proposed regulation is a solution in search of a problem, because the states have done it very, very successfully for a number of years.
Some of the things that the Interior Department talks about in their release about the new rule, they say they want to maintain the three main components of the initial proposal, requiring operators to disclose the chemicals they use in fracturing activities on public lands, improving assurances of wellbore integrity to verify that fluids used during the fracturing operations are not contaminating groundwater, and confirming that oil and gas operators have a water management plan in place for handling fluids that flow back to the surface. There's also rules on what kind of tools these workers can actually use. So what do you think they're getting at with all these rules?
What they're getting at is trying to, at least on federal lands, have a nationwide one-size-fits-all regulation. Everything that you said that they say they've improved upon from their first iteration, and by the way, that was never made public, so we don't know what their first iteration was, but all of those three concerns are covered by states with their laws on hydraulic fracturing. So there's nothing new here other than the states have been doing it. They've been doing it very well, and I think we need to respect that.
So if the states have already taken care of regulations on this front, what do you think is the underlying reason why the feds are digging into this now?
Well, I have to suspect that there's probably in some quarters within this administration, they don't like the development of the oil and gas industry. In fact, they have said that with their promotion of indirectly a promotion of green energy. And so I suspect this could eventually be some sort of a tool to slow the process down. It's slow enough on federal lands right now, and this could be a way to slow it down even more. So I suspect that's part of it. What is really interesting about this is that this same Department of Interior has entered into memorandums of understanding with individual states to allow the states to do regulation in other areas. So they've entered into those memorandums. It would seem to me, very logically, since states have been regulating fracking for, I say 60 or 70 years, if they're serious about doing it the right way, make sure that it gets done, make sure that an industry grows with this new technology, that you would enter into a memorandum of understanding on fracking. That was not mentioned whatsoever in their regulations. I'm not going to try to describe what their motivations are, but I'll just go back to what I said at the outset. I think this is a solution in search of a problem.
Throughout this release from the Interior Department, the impression certainly is given is that the Interior Department is pleased to see the type of progress that's happened through hydraulic fracturing. Through your role as chairman of the Natural Resources Committee and your interaction with folks from the Interior Department, do you get that same impression outside of these official statements?
Well, what they say very largely is that we are producing more American energy, which, of course, is true. But that production of American energy is happening on state and private lands and not on the federal lands. So while they can take credit for it, and as Americans we should take credit for that, it's not because of their actions. As a matter of fact, in many cases, it's probably in spite of their actions. And I think that's a big distinction to make. Keep in mind, these regulations would be on federal lands.
We're talking with Washington State Congressman Doc Hastings. He's chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee. And, Congressman, we mentioned at the outset about the economic boom that has happened in a lot of these areas where fracking has really taken off. What's going to be the impact if this rule takes effect?
Well, first of all, what I find ironic, too, is they only have a 30-day time period to comment on this, and yet they've been working on this regulation for probably 3 years, and they allow only 30 days. We're going to ask that they at least extend that to a longer time, and maybe there can be some adjustments made. But if this goes into effect, I think it'll probably slow down energy development on federal lands. I mean, I can't draw any other conclusions, because any time you look at other federal regulations on even in other industries, the end result tends to be a slowdown in production or a slowdown of activity with whatever those regulations are trying to regulate, and I suspect that that'll be the same in this.
Talk a little bit about the influence of environmental groups in here. There's one article I saw here where they have a very different take on what the administration rolled out at the end in the last couple of days here. And they basically think this is a giveaway to the oil and gas industry, and they say, other than the fact that the rule is likely to happen, that everything else went the way of the industry. How do you respond to that, and talk about the influence that they have on this debate?
There's no question that the environmental left for a generation and a half or more has had a big, big impact on our public policies. There's no question about that. And, of course, in a free country, people are free to pursue those sort of activities. But the end result is, it is in our best interest as a country to be less dependent on foreign energy, because it's good for the economy, because it's good to create American jobs, but it's also good for national security. So I'm not surprised that those on the environmental left that simply don't like this type of energy production and would rather have green solutions to everything would take this position. When I look at it, I see an exact opposite reaction, the one that I described to you, where I think this will slow down production.
Congressman, you mentioned the 30-day comment period. What are you encouraging folks to do, and what, if anything, will the committee be doing in that time?
We will be asking officially from the committee that they extend the comment period to 120 days, and I suspect that there will be other groups that will be asking for the same, because 30 days on a rule or a regulation like this that's been 3-some years in the making is too short of a time period. There's too much at stake with this.
If, in fact, this rule goes in pretty close to the way it is right now, what response, what options does Congress have once that's done?
Well, there's always the option of going to court, and that slows the whole process down. It seems to me, I'll just go back to where I think this should have started and ended. And that is simply recognizing two things, recognizing that the federal government obviously has responsibility to overlook and activities on federal lands. I'll acknowledge that. But when you have this type of process, the fracking process, that has been successfully regulated, for 60 or 70 years, why would you want to duplicate that when we know that it works in states? And by the way, many states that are now emerging as energy producers have gone to those states that had these regulations on the books for a number of years and asked them what's their best practices. Not every state is exactly the same. And I think, again, this is where this regulation misses, because they're trying to do a one-size-fits-all. But all states are different as to the makeup of their geology. And I think that each state knows their geology better than other states. This is a solution looking for a problem.
Congressman, we'll be following it. Thank you very much for your time and your insight.
Okay, thank you very much.
Washington State Republican Congressman Doc Hastings. He represents his state's 4th Congressional District. He is the chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.